So, okay, just to reiterate, this is a conference call for MWBE and SDVOB requirements for RFP 21923 Access Control Assessment and Implementation. The purpose of this call is to go through the MWBE and SDVOB requirements that we've placed on this RFP, which is 30% MWBE, 15% being MBE, and 15% being WBE, and also a 6% SDVOB requirement. Exhibit B1, B2, B3, C, D, E, and G are all required documents for this RFP, and those are listed within the RFP documents as well as the addendum. Please ensure that all the exhibits are fully completed and signatures are provided on any exhibits that may require them. All completed documents must be submitted with your proposals. All of these exhibits can be found under files in the Bonfire portal. Okay, so we'll move forward and explain some of these exhibits more in depth. Exhibit B explains ECMC's MWBE and SDVOB program in great detail. You can locate the link to all the directories to locate certified MBEs, WBEs, and SDVOBs in this exhibit. Exhibit B1 is ECMC's EEO policy. The respondent must submit their EEO policy with their proposal. If you do not have an existing EEO policy statement, you may adopt ECMC's policy statement, which is also located in files under Exhibit B1. Moving on to Exhibit B2. Exhibit B2 is ECMC's MWBE utilization plan. Please be sure to complete the top portion of this document with the signature. Now, if I will pull up Exhibit B2 so I can follow along as I explain this document. So this document, we ask that you list all of your subcontractors that you plan on using to achieve your 30% goal. Again, 15% of this requirement is for certified, New York State certified MBEs, and 15% is required for WBEs. You will need to search the MWBE directory, and that is listed again in Exhibit B, for certified MWBE firms. We can only accept New York State certified firms. We also ask that you make sure that these subcontractors are performing a commercially useful function on this particular project. So, for example, this RFP is for access control assessment. We need the subcontractor to be doing work that's related to this scope of work. We're not going to ask that you hire a MBE janitorial firm to clean your office, because that is not considered a commercially useful function for this scope of work. So once you identify the firms, you have a question?
Is it okay to ask questions now?
Sure.
Do you want me to wait till you're done?
Let's wait. Let me get through this, and then we'll wait till... Go ahead. You can ask.
Okay.
Sorry. That's okay.
The 15%, I totally understand that, now what you just explained. However, if we have difficulty finding one of the or the other of those to be, because, you know, security work is not like electrical work where you can go to the union hall and hire guys off the bench, you know, and have them help you. What do you do if you can't find an MBE company that has individuals who can do that type of work, or WBE for that matter?
Well, what we did was, before we placed these requirements on this RFP, we searched the directory and checked the availability of firms that do this kind of work, and there was a whole list of firms.
You did. So,
yes.
Okay. Well, the electrical I'm planning on using is definitely a WBE, but I haven't had exposure in your area to any MBE, so I'm glad you did that. I'll look.
Yes, I did do that, and then you know, for the work, like you said, electrical, that's all considered part of this work for the implementation.
Right.
That you would be, okay.
Understood.
Okay. So once
I can only use 15% of my WBE, correct? I can't use them for the whole 30% if I can't
correct.
Find the MBE.
Correct. Yeah, 15 and 15, and you can break that down. Okay. You know. you don't have to give all 15 to one subcontractor. You can split that down. You could use 4 MBEs to achieve that 15%. It's up to you how you split it up, as long as it all equals 15%.
Got it.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Sure. Got it.
So once you identify your subcontractor that you intend on using, you need to fill them out on this form. Check whether they're an MBE or WBE. Enter their federal ID number, detailed description of work, and the dollar value or the percentage that you plan on using them for. So when you are searching in the directory, you want to be careful of what the vendor is listed in the directory as doing and what work they perform. Because we've seen this happen before. If a vendor is listed in the directory that they do drywall work, I'm just using this as an example, you can't list them for doing project management because that's not in their scope of work that they're listed in on the directory. And they're not coded to do that kind of work. So another important note to mention, there are some vendors, MBE and WBE vendors out there in the directory that are listed as brokers. Brokers or wholesale suppliers will only receive 25% credit for the subcontractor. So what I mean by that is that, you know, if you intend on spending $100,000 with an MBE supplier, you're only going to get credit for $25,000, and only $25,000 will go towards fulfilling that goal.
Okay, so $25,000, using that as an example, 25% of my $100K from a supplier who's an MBE or a WBE, and then that whatever that percentage is, of whatever 15% of the total project amount, that 25% will apply toward part of the 15.
Correct. So if you're spending $100,000 with that MBE, only 25% will go towards your goal that you have to spend on that contract, because they're a broker, so we only get 25% credit for brokers.
Got it. Okay.
So again, you can use as many subcontractors as you wish to achieve the goal. You can use two, or you can use, as it's unlimited, you can use as many as you want. If you are an M yourself or a WBE company, you can self-perform that portion of the work. And I believe that is everything that we need to go over with the MWBE utilization plan. Just make sure the top is completed. And at the bottom, we have an email address, telephone number, who it was prepared by. And the bottom is on the second page is completed before you submit it. Now, Exhibit B3. Okay. Exhibit B3 is the SDVOB utilization plan. It's exactly like the MWBE utilization plan. It will be completed exactly the same way, except for SDVOBs. The requirement for this on this RFP is 6%, and the directory is also listed in Exhibit B.
Serena?
Yes.
I'm going to have to apologize. I do not know what the SDOB acronym even stands for.
Service Disabled Veteran-Owned Businesses. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Exhibit C, Exhibit D, and Exhibit E, I believe, are self-explanatory. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at them or if you have any questions on them. But I don't think we need to go. Okay. I don't think we need to go over those. Okay. So I'm going to move on to Exhibit G. This is a diversity practices questionnaire. This form will need to be completed and notarized. There is a scoring sheet on the last page of Exhibit B that explains how we score this. And you'll notice that in the evaluation criteria, 5 points of this makes up the evaluation criteria. So the scoring sheet on the last page will explain how we come up to that 5 points when we score them.
All right.
Okay. Now, if any of these forms are not completed properly, or are they not included in your proposal, you will receive a letter of deficiency stating your deficiency, and the letter will also identify the number of days you have to correct your deficiency. If you do not correct the deficiency or respond to the letter, your proposal may be disqualified.
Understood.
Okay. So that is all I have. Is there any questions that you have?
No, not yet. Not right now. This was good, though. Maybe my competitors have been through this more than I.
Yeah, we're a public benefit corporation, we are required to assess all of our contracts over $25,000 for MWBE and SDVOB availability. So if you have any questions,
I've done a couple of bids with you guys in the past with my old company.
Okay.
A lot of this background paperwork was done by others. So, like I said, now I'm going to be responsible for most of this. I'm interested in learning whatever I can. So, if I have questions about this, can I use the portal and ask you them?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that required? Okay, good.
Yep. Okay, so look out for a public notice on the Bonfire portal. We will be extending some dates. I will get that out today.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right. We look forward to receiving your proposals. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.